We're here at the InfoAg conference in St. Louis. With me is Joe Tevis with Topcon, one of the legacy Precision Ag Legacy Award winners this year. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, why did you get that award, Joe?
Persistence and probably a dedication to ag standards within the agricultural community, I would say.
Well, and Precision Ag is definitely where it's at right now, but I imagine you've been in this business for quite some time.
Since the early 90s, yes, so quite some time. Yep.
Have you? Did you have any idea it'd be where it is today?
I thought it would be farther, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's been a struggle, but I think we sometimes lose sight of where we actually were. And focus on what yet we have to do and not what we've accomplished. So it may be a little bit distorted view, yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are some of the greatest accomplishments in precision ag technology?
Sensor development, probably including positioning, control. I think that there's still a lot to be done in product placement accuracy. I think some of that kind of got lost over the great interest in auto steering. That's my personal opinion. And a lot of that development got left behind because all the resources were working on other steering elements. So that's kind of a distorted view. That's my opinion. Yeah.
Well, what would you like to see now that we haven't quite gotten to yet?
Well, I think we're seeing it now that auto steering is becoming, I wouldn't call it a commodity, although that's what a lot of people call it. But there's renewed interest in product placement and accuracy, as we see witnessed in some of the things like precision planting. Mm-hmm. That technology has nothing to do with positioning and guidance. It's all about putting the seed in the right place in the soil under the right conditions. We need to focus back on that and apply the same thought and unique developments to fertilizers, soil amendments, chemicals.
Talk to me a little bit about Ag Gateway and Spade.
It's an interesting group of people. You know, it's a standards group, although they don't claim to develop standards, and that's true. I think one of the differences between what we do and what other standards groups is of our breadth of experience. We involve domain experts as well as technical people, whereas most of the standards groups focus on the technical side of things. We actually start all of our processes with domain experts and their contributions to that. They soon lose interest when we start talking about data models, etc., but that's an important difference. I would say another thing that we have kind of grown into, which we did not plan, is we become kind of a safe harbor for all of the different standards organizations to communicate and to work together, which has maybe been one of our best accomplishments.
Something had to be done. Finally, this conference, 14th conference, it's grown tremendously. What do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing since the early first ones I attended to now. It's quite dramatic. Like grown in 5 times the size and different venue, and now planned to be an annual conference. So that's quite an accomplishment.
Well, Joe, thank you very much, and congratulations on your award here at the InfoAg Conference in St. Louis. I am Cindy Zimmerman.